I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
I believe it's history being made today on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah?
Only in our own personal world. Although, thank God the elections are over. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so happy.
Boy, thank God. And if you are of the Democrat persuasion, man, are you happy today? At least in the state of Nevada. Was it a clean sweep?
Like yeah, every major office went Democrat.
In Nevada. And some of them was like, whooping. Took a whooping. but thank God it's over.
Yes, no more of those ads.
So happy.
Thank God it's over. And then there was still, I was watching one of the news shows this morning because I wanted to catch up on the election stuff from last night. Because I went to bed before it was all, you know, before it was all tabulated and whatnot. There was another campaign ad on this morning. And I'm like, why didn't the TV station go back to them and go, look, man, we can't take your money. We can't just get rid of this. And just be, what are you thinking, whoever paid for that?
You know, you wonder how that happens. I was at a restaurant, it was like 8:30 last night. And they're running one of those satellite delivered whatever streaming type stations.
Got it.
That run commercials.
Like a radio thing? Like a music thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're running a commercial about, hey, this is your last day to vote, Clark County. And I'm like,
what are you doing?
You can't vote. So somebody somewhere just doesn't know how to tell time.
Well, it's like we have a system here that literally you can cut things off at certain times and everything like that too. Yeah. So it's not even like you can run them all day and still cut them off at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it makes zero sense. And that bothers me to no end. But here's the historical part of this. Is this not the first time that all three of our spouses, and I'm going to call Buddy your spouse.
Okay.
Because your boyfriend. Now that I just explained it, I could have done that up front. But in my interest of being efficient.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
The first time that all three of our spouses are out of town for business.
Oh, at the same time.
At the same time.
That's weird.
We should throw a house party.
Or something. We should all get a place together. Just for the days while they're gone. When does Buddy come back?
Friday.
By the way, criminals, take note.
Yeah.
No, I am so scared of being in that house by myself. Don't give me any more reason to
Why?
Be scared now. I feel like it creaks. I feel like there's constantly, like I'm triple locking all the doors. Like I go back, I'm like, unlock it, lock it. Okay, it's locked. We're good. I have to tell my, because I'm freaked out being alone there.
I haven't asked you this in a long time. Have we had you tested yet?
No. Probably do need to get tested.
Spence, how long has your wife gone? And your buddy's in Austin.
He's in Austin.
And your wife?
She's in D.C.
Also
until Thursday.
In Austin. No. Sorry.
What?
Yeah,
where's your wife?
Oh, Amy's doing 22 hours, and oddly enough, in Seattle.
Awesome.
Somebody called her about consulting some restaurants, and they said, what do you know about Seattle?
Well, let me tell you.
It's great. She goes, what part of town? And it's Bellevue, which we actually spend quite a bit of time in.
Okay.
And then she was like, what do you want to know? I got you.
That's
I got
awesome.
You on all this. So I just thought it was weird.
That's funny.
I don't think it means anything. I just, again, just weird stuff that happens in our world.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I made the comment I got on stage for a couple of seconds last night at the FLM, the cactus lighting.
Yeah.
To talk about the charities and whatnot. And so we were talking about voting. Say, hey, everyone, who voted? Everybody early vote? All that kind of stuff. And it was just, I don't get why people didn't early vote.
Yeah.
Why there were long lines yesterday. And then Kayla brought up, Spence first brought up, you can go to any polling place.
Which is awesome.
You can go to any polling place, no big deal. You don't have to go to the place. You know, it used to be you had to go to blah, blah, blah elementary school.
Water of Life, Lutheran Church.
That was the one place you could go. But now you go wherever you want and you could vote. So then the question becomes, so you see the long lines. Then the question becomes, do I stay here? By the way, I'm keeping this music forever.
So great.
Because it's very dramatic. Do I stay here and sit in this long line? Or do I drive, and Kayla pointed this out, or do I drive 10 minutes up the road where there might not be any line at all?
Yeah.
But the line might also be longer. Oh my God, yeah. What do I do?
I
was just waiting for if anybody had anything else they wanted to contribute. That's, I just wanted to. Kayla's seeing them with her arms folded and looking at me like I did something wrong.
Well.
Like,
no.
I was like, okay,
well,
you look
like. I thought we were
like
building the drama, so.
Exactly. Later in the show, when Kayla's show is SmackDown, you don't want to talk during the drama, the dramatic pause.
Sure.
Yeah.
So. No, off the air, we were like, we couldn't shut up and we're interrupting each other and everything, right. Not on purpose. Now, nothing.
Gun shy.
I'm not going to let that happen on the air. No, but it was funny, though, that there was so many. It seemed like everybody had gone out and early voted.
Yeah.
But then the long lines yesterday.
Dude, like, I drove past a polling place last night, and there was at least 150 people waiting in line.
Sure. But it's the dilemma of buying Mega Millions tickets. You drive to Nipton. The line is 2.5 hours long. You hear stories that if you drive to Bullhead City, there's no line. What do you do? Do you want to spend 90 minutes in your car? And that's no big deal because you're in the car. You have air conditioning.
Sure.
You have music. You're in a seated position with cushion and all that. Or the chance is you may get to Bullhead City and those are all lies.
Yeah. And there's still another 90 minutes from Bullhead City. And will that total time be as much as me just standing in this line?
But you're in your car. You're not standing.
And you're not listening to people go, man, this line is long.
Oh, yeah. And you've heard all, and you've heard all the stories from the guy who was in NAMM, who's behind you.
Uh-huh.
All right. So first pick coming up in just a little bit. Jabberwocky's tickets. Ralph Breaks the Internet. We've got 4 passes to that. We've got a Fandango promo card that if you use that to buy tickets to see Dr. Seuss's The Grinch on Fandango, you get a free Grinch t-shirt with ticket purchase.
Dang. All right, then.
Okay.
It's good to live in America, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You can vote, and you get a free Grinch t-shirt.
Awesome. What's more American than that?
God bless America. We have all of those. I met a real American. Well, I didn't realize I had met him before. I thought it was the first time I met him. Met a real GD American legend last night.
Okay.
And whiffed on getting a picture.
Nah.
I walked out and went, why didn't you get a picture, you dope? Pictures or it didn't happen. I'll tell you my story if you'll tell us yours in just a minute.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, welcome.
Hello.
It's Wednesday. It's day one post-election ads.
See, I'm so happy about no election ads. Don't get me wrong, but now I'm sad that we can't make fun of them anymore. I was actually really enjoying making fun of them.
Girl, whenever you're ready. Get after it right now. Go.
Oh, God. Okay.
You know if you bring it up, it's going to happen.
Chet Buchanan wears sunglasses inside.
I don't know why I'm always the target. I don't understand.
No, you weren't.
Because I'm the one you have to defeat? Is that what it is? That's how I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Spence owns more than 4 pairs of ripped jeans.
Well, they became ripped because I don't like to buy new jeans and they're comfortable.
By the way, hashtag fashionable.
Spence is apparently cheap.
No? Come on, guys.
Well, no, I appreciate you trying.
No,
I respect the effort.
It was a good swing. Well, you know what? If you follow it up with paid for by people who think Spence is cheap.
Oh, that's what I was missing.
That's your punchline.
Kayla Jo Walker wears jorts and doesn't understand what the big deal is.
Kayla,
you know, I always follow mine up with a tagline.
Oh,
Kayla
Jo
Walker, bad for Nevada. Great for jorts, bad for Nevada.
Kayla Jo Walker steals the bread from the ducks at Sunset Park.
I don't even know how you do that. That's awful.
Yeah.
I hate
it's
her.
Challenging. It's very challenging.
You're going to get one of them fingers pinched. They're nasty when you try to take away their bread.
Yeah. Oh, in my head, one of them pool skimmer nets. She's in there just pulling the bread out.
Wow, that sounds
She
delicious.
Doesn't want the bread. She just doesn't want them to have
That's
the bread.
That's how it is, yeah.
Kayla Jo Walker feeds the pigeons and each and individually names them. That's better. Something like that. Stop feeding the pigeons.
That's not mean. That's just sad.
Bye, Clarence. Oh, God. Kayla's crossed the line.
Clarence hasn't been back in a few days. I wonder if something's happened.
Oh,
no. All right. We got a good first pick coming up in a minute. Here's what sucks. So I thought I'll spit it out. I thought that I had never had a face-to-face meeting with Wayne Newton.
Ah, awesome.
Until last night.
That's so cool.
It turns out he's been on this show, not in this building. It was a while ago. But there's a picture. I was Googling. And truth be told, he looks great. And he's a strong handshake. Really,
all right.
Really upbeat. Just a sweetheart of a guy. Great guy. And so I'm thinking, oh, man, Wayne's been around a long time. How old's Wayne? He's 76.
Yeah.
Okay. With a 16-year-old daughter. Attaboy, Wayne.
Nice.
Boy, Wayne.
You're the Wayner. That's how it happens.
Boy, Wayne.
That's 60. Goodness.
Yeah, hot wife, the whole thing. It's good for him. No, I was like this.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I was in love. And you know me. I fall in love quick.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in love with everybody and everything. It was amazing.
Okay.
And in the process of looking up Wayne Newton, Google Images, there I am with Wayne Newton.
Huh.
And I'm like, what?
What is it?
How is this? Well, and then, so I met his daughter last night. That's the thing. I met his daughter. And I wasn't quite sure how old she was. And so I was kind of being a creepy stalker. But I wanted to find out.
Well, you're an information guy, too. You like to know.
Yeah.
Before you were going into things, I mean, did you know that you were going to meet Wayne Newton yesterday? Was this like a plan?
Yes.
Okay.
We were taping Lights, Please.
Okay.
There is no one who loves the military more than Wayne Newton, and it's Military Appreciation Night at the Rebels on Saturday. So he was literally my first and only choice.
Awesome.
Smart.
To record Lights, Please, which is basically a celebrity comes on and says, quick message. Come and see me at my show, and Lights, Please. And they point up, the lights go out, hype video comes on, fireworks go off, band plays, and away we go. And there was literally Wayne was my only.
That's a good okay. get.
But something get. Went horrifically wrong. Horrifically wrong. I'm an idiot. Oh, you know what? Let's just get to it. We're late enough in this now. We can just.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
No, I choked. I blew it. I screwed it up. So through all this, I'm having such a great time. And you also know that I'm cognizant of what it's like pre-show.
Sure.
For anything. Wayne's still got to get dressed. He goes on at 8 o'clock. It's 7:20 at this point. And I'm kind of looking around like, this guy's got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's done this for many years. He's no stranger to it. All I know is, even just from my little, Rudy Poot going out there and doing the monkey dance on stage, I like to have time to prep. I like a few minutes to myself. I like to know. I don't want to have to rush putting on the tux if I'm in some sort of dressing room
sure.
situation. So I'm trying to get in and get out. I'm going to talk to him as long as he wants to talk to me, but I'm looking to get in, get out. Never took a picture last night.
Huh.
And it breaks my it breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart because I'm thinking that was maybe my one shot. Now, between us and the room, if he doesn't come to Toy Drive, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
Really?
It was the first thing out of his mouth. Now, I don't know if somebody prompted him, but I said, I can't believe, I don't believe that you and I have met in person before. And he goes, that's the silliest thing. He goes, I'm such a big fan of what you do at Christmas time. And of course, right then, I fell in love.
Of course.
And then, so I'll be shocked if he doesn't come to Toy Drive. But I didn't get a picture. When did you meet a celebrity? When did you meet somebody? It doesn't matter when it was. And you whiffed on getting the picture.
All right.
Do you have a story?
No, I'm sure I have something.
Nudia, do you have a story? Did you meet
the chain smokers made fun of my name. So then.
And where were you?
A radio station. And so I kind of didn't want to get a picture after that because I was embarrassed. They went in for 5 minutes on my name.
But you would have liked to.
Maybe, yeah. But I was just okay. I was like, maybe yeah, so another
that,
time.
You passed on that one. You passed on I legitimately, we were 10 steps out the door and I went, idiot. Picture didn't happen. Idiot. You could be tweeting this out. This could be on the gram right now. You could put bunny ears filter on both of us right now.
That would be adorable.
On Snapchat. No. But when did you, and then you know what I immediately thought of too? And I forget our P, it'll come to me during the break, I'm sure of it. But I mean, like one of our P1s did the sneaky selfie, you know, like where you're taking the selfie, but the person behind you doesn't realize you're taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Kayla knows what that is.
With Donny Osmond in a Walgreens. And yet I've got an opportunity with the Wayner, with the one and only, with a legitimate GD American legend. And I whiffed.
Oh, man.
So when did you have the shot to take the picture with the celebrity and you blew it? 702-364-9898. Ralph Breaks the Internet passes. Jabberwocky's tickets. Fandango movie card. And if you use it to buy tickets to see Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, what do you get, Kayla?
A free t-shirt.
Get a Grinch t-shirt.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Call 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
So when did you meet the celeb and you just full on whiffed on the opportunity to take the picture and you're like, idiot. And the only reason I do is because I love Wayne Newton so much.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. I was totally set up because I did a thing at the at Casa de Shenandoah. You've got to go to that Wayne Newton Museum at Casa de Shenandoah. If you love Las Vegas at all, you've got to go see this thing. And he literally met like 10 presidents. So it's a lot. But he met a bunch of presidents. I was like, that covers a lot of ground.
Not that old.
Yeah, I don't think he's that old. But he met like there's all these different letters from different presidents, and his support for the military is tremendous. Nobody loves the military. And I don't think anybody loves this country as much as Wayne Newton.
That's true.
Maybe as much, definitely not more. You know what I mean? Not even Chuck Norris. I don't think.
Take it back. No.
I'd have him go like a Greco-Roman wrestling shirts off thing.
You know, okay.
Like a nothing below the waist, just to battle it out. And I'm not so sure Wayne wouldn't win.
But fantasies aside.
Oh, did I delve into that territory? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But I had a chance to take a picture with Wayne, and I regretted not doing
it. You blew
it. Yeah, for nothing else, just for the social. Kayla, you had a similar situation.
I had the chance to meet Dave Bautista. Like a couple of years, like he was like when he was just starting to get really, really big in wrestling.
Yeah.
Before his like movie career kind of took off. But I had the chance to meet him. He came in. I had been working at a radio station in Tampa for like 3 months. And he comes in and I'm blown away because I know who Dave Bautista is. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Ended up being the WWE heavyweight champion. And now, what's the character in Guardians? What's the character? Anyway, as you can imagine. The big dude.
Yeah.
In Guardians.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I thought you were looking it up.
No. She said before his movie career took off, and I was looking up, who the hell is Dave Bautista?
No, remember he was in here.
Well, and
remember he was in an amazing suit and smelled wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And just in a mountain of a man. Was in
interesting,
and I had the and I wanted to ask him all about wrestling because when I was living in Tampa, it's such a big wrestling town that a lot of people live there. Turns out he had a house like 4 blocks from my house, and like I found out later on after he had left, and I'm like, dang it! So I made it a point to always walk around the neighborhood, hoping that he would come around.
You're such a stalker.
So she has a picture of his house,
her in front of his house,
her in her back in his backyard. I don't know how she got in.
Her in his living room with no pants. Great. Great. Colleen, when did you have an opportunity to take a picture with a celebrity and you whiffed on it?
Great story, man.
Hello, Colleen.
Colleen.
What are you doing? Colleen, you're ruining the show more than we already did on our own. That's hilarious. Is your name really Colleen? Uh-oh. What is your name? Yeah, because
she's working.
Hang on a second. She's at work.
She's doing what I was doing. She's looking up Dave Bautista and what character he played in Guardians of the Galaxy because she wants to be ready. This should hit. Oh, now she's.
Hello.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I just heard.
Yeah, and you have to also know that when you're listening on the radio, it's 20 seconds later.
Sorry, sorry.
No, it's all good.
Oh my God,
it's all good.
So
were you looking up Dave Bautista? We heard you typing.
No, I was adding up some numbers.
Fair enough. Who did you have an opportunity to take a picture with and you whiffed on it?
I actually used to clean rooms and met Ivana Trump and Maria Shriver, and actually didn't even occur to me to ask for pictures because
right?
It was well before the days, of doing that sort of thing. But I also cleaned the room, so I would never presume to ask to take their picture.
Right,
know?
Because and then at that point, if you're the person who's cleaning the rooms, and you take the picture, then doesn't it put in the back of their mind that you might take a souvenir? You know what I mean? Even
right.
though you would never, because you're of the highest character. But, but yeah, you know, that's the gateway drug, is taking the selfie with the people that you're, you know, then it lends itself to perhaps you're taking selfies with their underwear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, you probably made the right choice. You probably made, all right, go back to work. We'll let you know if you want. Hang on. So Jordan, who did you have an opportunity to take a picture with and you whiffed on it?
Okay, so I have many, but the first one that came to mind, I was working at Macy's at the fashion show, and me and my colleagues were headed to lunch up at the food court. And I spotted this guy from across the way. As I got closer, I realized it was Tyrese. Well, I was so, obsessed with Tyrese that I stopped him to ask him for a picture, but do you know who he was with? Was Rev Run. I totally ignored that he was with Rev Run for me to get a picture with Tyree.
Funny.
That I didn't get a picture with Rev Run.
Super producer, Red One.
Yeah.
Oh, Red One. I thought you were saying Rev Run, and I'm
that's
like,
what I thought she
who
said
is
too.
Rev Run?
Wait, was it Red One or Rev Run?
Rev Run.
Sorry. And maybe Red One was there too, but you wouldn't have
known because
you might not have known
his career.
Well, you never. And here's the funny thing about 2018: people get really into and think folks are big stars sometimes that the rest of us go, you know what I mean?
It is but, on your radar,
Well, so we had, and you know why this came to mind, because we have personal friends of all of ours in the room that went to Red One's palatial mansion in Morocco. And spent time there. So who knows? Who
could have been. Yeah.
Could have been. Olivia, who did you have a chance to take a picture with and you whiffed?
Oh, my God. So I'm a shuttle driver for this company here in Vegas. And I had Josh Duhamel in my back seat the whole time. I was taking him to the Encore. And I didn't even know it was him at first. I was like, you look like the guy that does the Taco Bell commercials.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And he goes, the nacho fries. And I'm like, yeah. I said, you get that often? He was like, yeah, I hear it all the time. At this point, I still didn't know it was him, but it looked like him. But,
Greatest.
You know, so I hear them talking amongst themselves in the back seat. He had another guy and a female with him. And his guy friend was like, oh, you know, the problem with that Josh guy, he's such an a-hole. He's so good looking and he knows it and blah, blah, blah. And then so they turn to the female, you know, and they're talking amongst themselves and I'm just driving. And so I overhear them asking the female, they're like, oh, so what did you tell your friends that you got to meet some of Josh's friends and yada, yada. And I'm like, oh my God, it is him. And I couldn't for the life of me think of any of his movies.
No, of course.
Other than that damn Taco Bell commercial with the nacho fries. So I felt horrible. And then, so I dropped him off at Encore and I handed them their luggage. And I said, okay, so are you him? He goes, yes, I'm him. And I shook his hand and I said, oh, it's nice to meet you. And I didn't get a picture. However, a few days later, I did get a picture with Magic Johnson.
Bam!
Oh, dang,
bam! So that is not a breach of shuttle driver etiquette.
We're not supposed to, but I couldn't pass up Magic Johnson. He walked in, and I was in the back. We have a pilot's lounge with, like, a big, huge 70-inch TV, and I was back there watching, like, Forensic Files or something because
sure,
I was bored at work. And Magic Johnson walks back there and punks me for the remote. And he changed the channel, and I'm just like, really? Wow, okay. So I was joking with a coworker, and I said, hey, you think he'll let us take a picture with him? We know we're not supposed to ask, but he overheard us and she was like, I don't know, you should ask him. So he goes, yeah, come on ladies. So his security was like, well, I'll take the picture for you. And I was like, no, we got it because we wanted a selfie. And Magic Johnson is so tall that he had to bend down to get in the picture with us, but it's a great picture.
I'm so sorry.
Awesome.
We don't want you to take this really good picture because we want a selfie. We want to make sure.
That's funny.
What a great story, Olivia.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm like, why is Kayla making faces and hand motions at me over there.
Because go you ahead. Do this every time. So here's the deal. Chet wants to make sure that no one's going to curse on air or anything like that. So if he has a chance to talk to someone, in this case, Allison, he will. And then all of a sudden, get to call. Oh, tell me about your backstory. Let me hear all about. Sure. And then they fall basically in love in 2 seconds, and they're your best friends
Did
now.
Did I say anything this time?
But here's the problem. No, I can see it on your eyes. That's the thing. I can see it in your eyes and the way you were talking to Allison. And here's the problem. I don't even know what Allison is going to say about Deshaun in this circumstance, but now he's automatically Team Allison. So if Allison gets on here and rips Deshaun,
yep,
you're
going to
be like,
done with him.
Deshaun, I'm off Team Deshaun.
I'm over it.
Until Deshaun calls back.
Oh, and then I love Deshaun.
I love Deshaun.
For the record, Allison, I love Deshaun. I like Deshaun a lot. Obviously, you liked
Deshaun's
him, too.
Deshaun's a great guy.
Yeah, Deshaun's a good guy. By the way, hi, Allison.
Okay.
Now, for the record, I usually get off the phone with the people after we've made sure, hey, just know you can't say F word or any of that. And then I get off the phone. I go, God, I love her. She's so great, isn't she? And then, but I did not do this. I did not do that this time on purpose. And yet Kayla mocked me anyway.
And because you were talking to Allison up until the second we had to go on air, so you had no time to confess your love for Allison. So that's how I knew.
It is true.
You love her.
Oh my God, 10 seconds. All right, so hi, Allison.
Hello.
Allison. You know what? Let's set this up the whole way. So let us go back in time, ladies and gentlemen. Just a few short days previously on the Chet Buchanan Show. We talked to Emily on Monday, post-Halloween, because she was curious about the way that a guy had approached her on Halloween night.
So we go up to him, and my daughter goes, trick-or-treat, you know, and he leans down, and he gives her a giant handful of candy, and he's so sweet, and he just, you know, says, happy Halloween, he smiles, and he stands up, and then he hands me this folded-over piece of paper, and he says, and this is for you. And then when I open it, it says, hey, let's go out sometime with his number.
Right. And which Kayla was completely against. And it really was kind of split down gender lines. Like, Nudia, you didn't like this either.
No, I was originally okay with him. But then after hearing from him, I thought he was a player.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was okay after we talked to him. I liked him too very much, by the way, Allison, just so you know. In fact, I think you two should be together, but that's another story.
Yeah.
it's none of my business. So then we did talk to Deshaun.
I can't lie, I was a little nervous, but I figured this would be the best thing to do, you know, without disrespecting her or disrespecting her daughter. I don't want to seem like, you know, one of those guys whistling at her mom as they walk past.
Oh, man.
And God bless you. I don't understand why the ratings aren't higher, because it seems like everybody heard about this story and wanted to, you know, have a piece of it.
Yeah.
Because now we come to you, Allison. Hi.
Hello.
So
can feel the love.
Well, and so the question, the question that we were left with, and then once you kind of showed up, we went, can you confirm or deny, tell us once and for all, as a somewhat impartial third party, unless he screwed you over and then you bit her with an axe.
Then you're very partial. Yeah.
Yes, you're very partial. But in your view, is Deshaun a player?
Well, you know, I do feel like I can be pretty impartial. Like, to be totally clear, in case anyone doesn't know, I'm listening to the podcast on the way home from work, and I was like, time out. Is that my ex, Deshaun? he and I went out for about 6 months, and it was a couple of years ago. So, you know, like, I'm over it. It's over and done. It's not like, run, Emily, run.
Okay, so did it end reasonably well? I guess. Let me ask you that. Did it end okay?
It did, yeah. You know, he is a really, really sweet guy, and it did end fine. I don't harbor any ill will, but I just want to say that, like, this is his move. The note thing.
The note thing?
The note thing is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. That is the exact same way that he approached me before we started dating.
Oh, do tell.
Yep.
I'm interested.
Well, okay, so we were both working downtown, and we would just kind of see each other enough in, like, the neighborhood that we just got to the point of, like, saying hello and acknowledging each other. And then, sure enough, one day on his way home, he slips me a note. And it sounds exactly like this, the thing that he did with Emily.
Let me tell you this. Kayla just sat back in her chair, crossed her arms, and pursed her lips.
Vindicated.
Oh, my God. You hate Deshaun so much right now.
It just proves my point that I said that I think that he's kind of a player.
You're
or
judgy.
He's got to move.
Allison just
he's
said.
He's got to move.
Allison just said not a player. Didn't you just say not a player?
He's really not. I think, like, notes, and it's not just to pick girls up, though. So you should know that, Kayla. It's not just to pick them up. He likes leaving notes. Like, you know, sometimes it was kind of romantic. Like, one day he managed to somehow kind of, like, sneak into my car, and I get into my car to go to work, and there's a little note sitting on my dashboard from him of these, like, you know, sweet things. Like, you'll pop one on the fridge if he wakes up before I do, that kind of thing.
On the dashboard.
I leave notes like that for my wife all the time.
Yeah, but you know what the subtext is? I can get to you anytime I want.
That's exactly how I read it. I go, oh my God, what is happening right now?
No. You grab the keys while she's in the shower. That's an easy putt.
Sweet.
Okay.
I feel like a bad husband right now, by the way, because I don't do that at all.
I sneak notes into my wife's, when she travels, into her suitcase.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Sure you do. So, you say player, no, but be aware that this is, well, so why do you think, you did have a theory when we were talking off the air. You did have a theory why, because you said he's not a super confrontational guy, right?
Yes, exactly.
And so
I think.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So after 6 months with him, you know, we spent a lot of time together in that 6 months. I think he has a real problem with the idea that he might get rejected by someone, and so he doesn't like to have any kind of conversation face to face where he thinks that, like, it might not go his way, hence the notes.
So you broke up with him because he's a wuss? No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Don't answer that.
No, I would like to know, if he's so great, why did you guys break up?
Like I said, he's super sweet, but it definitely did get to the point where it was like, I didn't feel like we could have kind of like the deeper, more vulnerable conversations with each other about, like, what we wanted out of the relationship, because he wasn't willing to, like, be upfront with me. It was little notes.
I like the fact that Kayla's question wasn't directed in any one direction except for, like, sounding like he kicked your cat.
He's so great. Yeah.
Why would you dump such a
digging,
great guy?
There's something else going on here.
Digging for dirt to try and, I mean, seriously, just when we thought the negative political season was over.
Yeah.
Deshaun never speaks to women in person. He only writes notes.
Deshaun broke Allison's heart, but not in person. He left her a note.
Do we really know if Allison's heart was broken? No, we don't. But we're going to say it is. And once that's burned into your conscience, you'll never get rid of it. Deshaun, note writer. Bad for women. Bad for Nevada.
That's it.
Thank you. All right, so not a bad guy. That's just his move. That's what I'm taking out of this.
By the way, every guy has a move. If I was lucky enough to get a young woman to my house, I would play them something on the piano.
Hell yeah.
That was my move. There's nothing wrong with that move.
I thought you said you didn't like to do that because your playing skills weren't that great.
No. The beauty of it is, the beauty of that is, this is my friend Bob Littleton, who was a player. But he knew the first, knew 20 seconds of about 20 songs. And would sit down at a piano and just start playing a song. And they, oh, I love that song. Oh, well, you'll love this one. And then by the time he'd gotten through pretty much his repertoire, done.
They were making beautiful music.
Hey.
Yep, done. Yeah, okay. They'd switch to other instruments.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, for real. But he was a player. This is different.
It's good to hear that Deshaun's a nice guy. It is.
Thank you, Allison. I don't know that we've, he's a nice enough guy. Once and for all, you don't think he's a player.
I do not.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right. And I believe you.
She's believable.
Yeah.
Next witness, Your Honor.
Incredible. Yes. All right. Thank you, Allison. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. We'll see you. She's like, really? Is there more?
I'm sticking around for the clown show. Can I go home now?
Oh, God. Yeah. She's like, do more fake political ads. That was funny. You look like you're not.
Still anti-Deshaun.
No convincing.
Yeah, I'm not voting for him.
Boy, you're a tough one. Mm-hmm. You are a tough one.
Can't sway this one. I'm
a shocked
rock.
You found love.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
90.5 KLUC. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
I realize I'm being overly cynical about this. Right out of the chute, I've taken a perfectly good feeling story of the day and have, poured water on it.
Okay.
I have another word in mind. It's what Bailey does to the post outside, my little Yorkie.
Okay.
But that's what I'm doing to this story. I admit that freely because it really is a sweet story. I'm wondering whether it's more about him or her. A woman was running in Sunday's New York City Marathon. Her longtime boyfriend comes to cheer her on. Oh, by the way, it's her first marathon. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Which is hard. Have you run a full yet? You've just run half.
Oh, no.
No, just
I haven't
half.
Even run a half.
I thought you ran a half.
I ran a 10K. My wife's run halves. I can't. No way.
I thought 10K was half.
No, 10K is like 6 miles. Half's double that.
It's 13, yeah, isn't it?
Dang. Yeah. Okay, so boyfriend comes to cheer her on, but now he's got bigger plans. So Caitlin Curran, a nurse, hitting mile 16 of her first ever marathon. Would that not most likely be the proverbial wall?
Oh, God.
Mile 16?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that where if you gut it out past that, you could probably do anything? Well, her firefighter boyfriend of 4 years, some dude named Dennis Galvin, decides, and hops over the barrier as she goes running by. So, of course, she's got to stop now. Isn't that a bad thing while you're running, Spence? You don't want to stop.
If you stop, it's hard to get going again.
Yeah.
Selfish. I hate this guy. So he hops over the barrier and goes down on one knee and proposes right there in the middle of the marathon.
Oh, my God.
See, it's beautiful. Is it not beautiful? People in the race were slowing down to take pictures. It was indescribable just to be there. It was all amazing, says his cousin. His cousin.
Okay.
Because she thinks it's great and captured the whole thing on video. She also says that this Dennis was very nervous before the proposal as family and friends waited for about an hour. So this poor girl, this Caitlin, has been running for an hour. She's got, you know, at least an hour, maybe even more. And then she's got to, you know, then she's got to get back going again.
Yeah.
She cried a little bit and said yes and hugged him. And as you might expect, said, okay. I don't know how she said it. I'll say the words in the way that I think it is, and then there's probably other ways. Okay, I have to go finish my race. Or it was, even if you say it nice, how do you say it?
Okay, I have to go finish my race.
See, that's still got a little touch to it.
Okay, I have to go finish my race. I don't know how else to do it.
Doesn't it all kind of sound just like, get off me?
Yeah, I gotta go, man. Been training for this for months.
So with a ring on her finger, she finished the rest of the race. Her time is 4 hours and 24 minutes. I would think that's pretty good.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not even sure I could ride a skateboard 4 hours, 24 minutes and go 26 miles. I don't know. Of course, the cousin said that the girl, Caitlin, had no idea of the plan. And so this is why her selfish fiance chose to ask her in the middle of the race instead of at the end. Why can't you do it at the end? But he wanted to pop the question at the first Manhattan stop of the race. Mile 16 was located near the Queensboro Bridge. which connects Queens and Midtown Manhattan. Is that special to them? No, not particularly. They live in they live in Jersey City. And then he met her again at the finish line. Why can't you just do it at the finish line?
Are you taking away her thunder because she's focused on that's the fact that she completed a marathon?
No, you know what I would be more mad about if I was this girl is that I stopped, and the whole time that he's asking the question, I'm looking at like the other girls that are passing by, and
yes.
I go, I could have finished 1,148th, and now I'm 1,197th.
It's my competitive nature that A, I don't want to get passed. B, it's my first marathon. I don't know how this is going to turn out. So I've got 10 miles left to go, and you want to stop? I may poo myself because I hear that's what happens.
Maybe he was worried because it was her first marathon that she might not finish, and he wanted to make sure to propose in case the day ended in garbage at the 19th mile where she passes out in a park.
We were talking about this the other day. The soft side of Spence comes out all the time. He's very empathetic these days.
I'm just trying to find... I really don't understand why he would do it then. I don't get it.
Okay, but. So in a way, and obviously I'm overplaying it, but I read that and I go, what are you doing, dude? Ask her when she's done.
Yeah.
Let her finish. You wrap the space blanket around her, and then you go, honey, I'm so proud of you. Now I want to be proud of you the rest of my life.
I'd like to run a marathon of life with you.
Oh, marathon of love. Yes, marathon of love and life. I love it. No, that's good. See?
Yeah.
Maybe it was motivation, you know, like maybe he thought she would be tired. So midway through, like she's excited.
What kind of motivation though? You're focused. You're going. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, now I'm getting married and you're crying and you got the ring. And now you've got
Chet. She might need it. Maybe she's given up every time she's trained at 16.1 miles.
Exactly how it happened when Amy proposed to me.
And then you got to stop at the 17th mile and take a picture of the ring to send to your girlfriend. Oh, yeah. And then 18th mile, you got to call your mom.
See what I'm saying? This is a very well-meaning, but just possibly ever so slightly off good feeling story.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not alone. I thought maybe I was. You know what? I was just like, man, this time change has really made me salty.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
All right, Nudia is sitting in the producer's chair today. Who is our contestant, please?
Judy Toe is on the line.
Hey, Judy, what part of town are you from?
Southwest.
Right on. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. What do we say?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And just perchance, will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Not today. No. Not if we can help it. Not if we can help it.
Right.
I do have questions in hand and 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. And here we go. So while getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, who got all emotional because their dad was there?
Kelly Clarkson.
Duncan Hines cake mix was recalled due to possible contamination with what?
Salmonella.
Who is Billboard Magazine's Woman of the Year?
Madonna.
What Dallas Cowboy legend is calling for a complete overhaul of the organization?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Which airline apologized after a man sat in poop left behind by a service dog?
Southwest.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Solid effort. I would say... She got one. She got one. You will need two to keep the money safe, sir.
All right.
So not super easy, but not super hard either.
Gotcha.
Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. I may start doing that this way all the time, reading them off my phone.
Very eco-friendly.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. She is the, Las Vegas captain of our intercom communications, just one initiative.
That's why we only have one fork in the kitchen.
Truth.
One stainless steel.
Supposed to bring your own. All right, so here we go. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time starts when I read the first one. While getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, who got emotional because their dad was there?
It was Michael Douglas.
Duncan Hines cake mix was recalled due to possible contamination with what?
The E. coli?
Who is Billboard Magazine's Woman of the Year?
Ariana Grande.
And what Dallas Cowboy legend is calling for a, quote, complete overhaul of the organization?
Aikman, Troy.
And which airline apologized after a man sat in poop left behind by a service dog?
That was Delta.
Yeah.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
All right, let's see how we did here. Wait, it is harder because I got to push that, and I got to do this, and then I got to get my phone again.
Oh, you put it down.
While getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, who got emotional because their dad was there? Judy said...
Kelly Clarkson.
And then Spence said...
Michael Douglas.
And which one was right? One of them was...
Michael Douglas.
His dad... I'll tell you what. Kirk Douglas... Looks pretty good for 101.
Right.
Looks pretty good. Michael Douglas, like 74, looks like death warmed over.
Oh, God.
Seriously, it looked like they dug him up and threw a suit on him yesterday.
Oh.
It did. I was like, oh, my God, Michael.
Still married to Catherine Zeta-Jones. So.
Yeah, still killing it.
And that bulbous nose, your boy's a drinker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell. You can tell. One zip, Spence. Duncan Hines cake mix was recalled. Due to possible contamination with what? Judy said?
Salmonella.
And then Spence said?
The E. coli.
It's salmonella. Ah. One apiece. We're tied.
Oh.
I asked, who is Billboard Magazine's Woman of the Year? And Judy said?
I didn't catch what she said.
Madonna. She said Madonna.
She said Madonna. And Spence said?
Ariana Grande.
It's Ariana Grande.
Booyah. Booyah.
Two for Spence. And then I asked what Dallas Cowboy legend is calling for a, quote, complete overhaul of the organization. He's not in hockey, but that's how hockey guys say it. Organization. And Judy said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter, never a cowboy. Nope. For future reference. Spence said?
Aikman, Troy.
Aikman, Troy.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
And three for Spence. And which airline apologized after a man sat in poop left by a service dog? Gross.
So nasty.
Judy said?
She said Southwest.
She did say Southwest. And Spence said?
It was Delta.
It was Delta. And for, well, yes?
And they go, hey, sorry about that. Here's 50,000 free miles. He's like, I'm going to get an attorney.
Heard that they gave him full compensation plus extra, but that until he got off the plane, they were less than kind.
Yeah.
Apparently really? There was like a manager that was just like, kind of like, what do you want me to do about it? It was like...
Yeah, right. So it's not our fault. It was the cleaning crew's fault. Employed by Delta?
Delta.
How do you not smell that one?
For Spence, it's one and two and three and four.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
They made us say best. We call it 15 pretty good minutes. It's stuff that we don't hate the most. So yeah. That's pretty much what makes it in. So let's slow down on that whole best 15 minutes thing. We're doing the best we can.
We try hard.
Yeah.
I hear other radio shows though, and I'm like, yeah, we're all right. Okay. Hey, Nudia.
Hi.
Hi. Nudia's sitting in the producer's chair. Who's our winner?
Melissa Alessi is online.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey, you're going to go see Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. I'm so excited.
No, you know what? Thank you for listening, and thank you for making the effort and calling in and stuff.
D1.
Yeah, the Alessi family does well. She won. She tied me at Spence's Challenge some time ago and won $698.
Well, good.
Yes, I did. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
By the way, nice poll, Spence. Spence never forgets.
I guess not.
How many of them have tied? 13?
Well, 17 have tied.
17
Six
now?
Have lost. Yeah. I've lost to Soren and Dan and Sam.
Yeah, but you never forget the Alessi.
Tori and
you
Dan
never forget
and Julius.
The 17 that you tied.
There's a second Alessi that did the same thing. Barbara.
That tied you?
Yeah.
That was my mom.
Yeah.
See?
And it's
smart
burned,
family.
Yeah, it's burned in his memory. Forget the you would think the ones that beat him, sure. But the ones that tied. He's got, trust me, one day just when you least expect it.
Yeah, by the way, Alessi family, I know where you live.
See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
I did.
I half expected you to go, great, then why don't you come over? We'll have dinner.
Yeah.
Yo, we'll make pasta. It'll be awesome. Enjoy Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I will. Thank you, guys.
We're just kidding. We won't let Spence creep on
you. I'm not coming to your house.
Yeah, we won't let him creep on you.
No.
All right, thank you.
I understand. We took that a little too far, and it got uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, I'd like to take a lot of that back. We're gonna do a bit in the new year. We'll get through Toy Drive's 22 days away, so that means we've got 2018. So we've probably only got about 15 shows left before Toy Drive, which is weird to think of.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna put this in now, but at some point we are going to do a bit where we will save audio for a good 2 or 3 weeks, and then whoever the new producer ends up being, we're gonna task them with this. And it's going to be their bit, and they are going to save bits of audio over the course of, you know, like a couple of weeks. And then we're going to play, Would You Like to Take That Back? And I thought we'd do it with to the tune of Baby Shark. Take it back, do-do-do-do-do-do. Take it back, do-do-do-do-do-do. Take it back, do-do-do-do-do. Would you like to take it back or something like that? Yeah. So you get the idea. It's a work in progress. And that would be one of the things that would make it. But you give it a couple of weeks' time. So, Spence, back on back on Wednesday the 7th, you were talking to Melissa Alessi, and you said this, and we play the audio, and you get the opportunity to either defend what you did or take it back.
Or go say, Alessi family, right. I'm sorry for the threats. Just take it back. I take it back.
Yeah, I understand. You want to take it further, that's on your own time.
On air, online, on the app.
Check out the Jeff Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
So Kayla wants to play a game. You have chosen which game?
5-second rule.
How does that work?
We give you 5 seconds on the clock, and I'll give you a topic, and your goal is to rattle off 3 things within that 5 seconds.
Spence, you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Even if you're not, here it goes. Do you have an exhibition one? I figured as much.
So Spence, sorry.
Oh, wait. No, I thought I had to start the clock. Wait, no. Okay.
No, after I ask for it.
Okay. Why am I so nervous right now?
Real quick. How many seconds do I have?
Shut up.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Spence, name 3 things that can fit in your pocket.
You suck.
You suck. Really?
You choked.
My brain went to one thing that was in my pocket.
Dirty.
And I'm like, I can't recover.
Swear to God, you know the first thing I thought of?
What?
Kevin Hart. I don't know. I'm telling you. It was the first
thing. That's funny. You should have played.
Maybe the first and only thing I thought of.
All right. Chet, would you like to try an exhibition?
No. I don't know why I'm so nervous right now. Okay, go.
Chet, name 3 celebrity crushes.
Of my own?
Yeah, go.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And Shaquille O'Neal probably, and Jennifer Aniston.
Just me.
About the dude that's in your pocket.
Who's the other one? Oh, Kevin Hart. I do love Kevin Hart. Who was the other one? I had another one the other day.
Ryan Reynolds and...
Jake Gyllenhaal, for sure. You love Jake.
I hate Jake Gyllenhaal. Mostly because he's a rival to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
No.
I can't remember.
Anyway, you get it.
Yep.
What did I say? Ralph Breaks the Internet?
Yes, you did.
Yep.
Why don't we play for 4 of those tickets to the advanced screening? 5-second rule. We're playing now. 98.5 KLUC. Call 702. 364-9898.
Get up. Come on in. Let's go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
No, that's absolutely one you should use. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play the exciting game show, 5-second rule.
Yay!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Kayla Jo Walker.
All right, Nudia, who is our contestant?
We've got Kelly Jordan on the line from Henderson.
From Henderson. There you go. Hey, Kel.
Hey.
So once again, Kayla's going to give you a topic. You have 5 seconds to name 3 things in said topic.
Yes. Are you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
Topic number 1, name 3 things to do in the snow.
Sled, build snowmen, and pee.
Yeah. Yay. Well, bravo. Executed. Nice job.
Topic number 2, name 3 things that you can use. Oh, sorry. Name 3 things that are yellow.
Pee, lemons, and fire hydrant.
Now Kayla thinks it's funny because she made you say pee twice.
Pee's funny.
If you'd have said my pee in the snow, then I would have laughed.
I would have
appreciated your creativity. All right, you're two. Is she 2 for 2?
She's 2 for 2.
All right, 2 for 2.
Kelly.
Next topic.
Name 3 things that you can cover in chocolate.
Pretzels, yourself, and...
Oh! Possible answers may have included your pee
in the snow.
But then that would just be too much. That would be too much. All right, give her another one.
All right, name three uses for your hands.
They dry, they comb your hair, they scratch your back.
Yeah, that'll work for me.
Okay, okay.
That'll work for me.
I can only come up with one use. That's right, Kelly. That's funny. You laugh away,
but the
girl.
The children are listening.
All right, name three things that sound dirty that aren't.
Oh, goodness.
How long do you have for that?
That's
three
hard.
Things that sound dirty. Let's just break this down slowly. Spence, can you name one thing that sounds dirty but is not?
Josh Duhamel is in my back seat. I mean, that sounds dirty, right? What are you doing back there, Josh?
Yeah.
Moist.
Just on the face of it?
Yeah.
Just the word itself? The Rams have,
that's a hard one.
The Rams have penetrated the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Into their territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's lots of sports ones.
There's a lot of movement in the backfield.
You went deep.
Yeah, all of those.
Oh, goodness.
All of those. Do we want to play one more or are we done?
Yeah, we can do one more.
One more. One more, no more. Okay.
All right. Kelly, for the win, name three things you can't resist.
She didn't win already.
Oh, chocolate. Pizza and a massage.
Man, that was too easy. Do another one.
Okay. Name three things you typically cover up on your body.
My tattoos, my chest area, and my butt.
Close enough for me.
But yes,
you know what's really funny? She had to really think about it. Do I actually cover up my butt or don't I?
Depends on the night.
Because, hey. You know what? Yes, Kelly is a big winner. Congratulations. Nice job. Four tickets for the advanced screening of Ralph Breaks the Internet for you. And thank you so much for playing.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Interesting thing that just came up out of nowhere. What happened to A Star Is Born?
I was saying I have no clue. And I don't know if it's because there was such hype for the movie and everyone was so excited about it. But is it because it's not a superhero movie that it didn't really stay at the top anymore?
No, and I see, Spend, are you researching box office numbers or whatever?
Yeah, I know it was hot for a second, and it still does well. It's in the top five the last few weeks.
Sure. But, like, literally, there's no buzz.
Not anymore.
No.
Nothing. I mean, remember when that was coming out, and it was like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And then right after that, nothing. Just literally nothing. The reason I bring it up, so we go last night to tape this. So it's Military Appreciation Night for UNLV basketball for the season opener.
Yeah.
Because it's Veterans Day on Monday, next Monday.
Yes.
So Saturday night, we're doing Military Appreciation. Got a singer who's in the Air Force. The Nellis Air Force Color Guard, or the Honor Guard, is going to present the colors. And, you don't know this. You won't be able to tell because inside we're flying. We're doing like a 15-jet flyover. It's going to be amazing. You'll never know because you're inside the Thomas & Mack.
You'll have to take my word for it.
Uh-huh.
No, but then I thought, who loves the military and this country more than anybody? Wayne Newton.
That's true. Sure.
If you've been to his museum at Casa de Shenandoah, that's practically all it is. It's amazing. Just his interactions with the military and with presidents and heads of state and
just
all that.
Love that. Yeah.
Loves it. So we're having him do this thing called Lights Please, where he says, hey, it's Wayne Newton. Hey, it's Military Appreciation Night, yada, yada. Thank you to all the men and women. And then he says, Lights Please. The lights go out and everything goes crazy. While we're waiting, I'm sitting there with, and who knew that Wayne Newton had a 16-year-old daughter? Good for you, bro. And who's just a sweetheart. Her name is Lauren, and she's 16. So she's all smiles, giggles, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was a family friend who was like, so what do you do? Oh, I do a morning radio show. Oh, that's great. What kind of music? She's from Montana, so she doesn't know about the show. And I said, we do Top 40. She goes, oh, my God. Oh, that's really great. You mean like From a Star is Born, that song Shallow by Lady Gaga? And I was like, maybe. And they were mortified at the idea that we didn't play the Lady Gaga song every 10 minutes.
That's interesting.
And I started, and I kind of in my own head had to backpedal a little bit because I was like, that kind of died on the vine.
It wasn't a hit.
I probably heard it maybe 5 or 6 times. Like, but that was intentionally going out and searching it out.
On our station or
no, just overall.
Yeah.
Never once on our station.
No, and box office wise, the movie did great. It made $166 million domestically, through almost 300 total.
But it did it like in 3 weeks, right?
I guess.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It seems like it happened super fast. I don't know. It just came.
It is interesting.
I still want to see the movie, but
all of a sudden, I was like, "What happened to Star is Born?" That's all That's all anybody was talking about.
Come on,
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
For the record, that is not the Maroon song of the day. It is not.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Not the Maroon 5 song of the day. That's what?
And even before we even went into that song, you said, this is not going to be the Maroon 5 song of the day. I guarantee you someone's still called.
Did I say it? Did I actually say it wasn't going to be?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you
No, I said they would be questioning.
It. Yeah.
I said they would question, is this the one or isn't it? No, that's what. Never mind.
Yeah.
Who's going to play Kayla Showbiz SmackDown? Who's contestant number one, please?
Contestant number one is Rosie Mazzacoli.
And Rosie Mazzacoli, what is your buzzer going to be, please?
I think I'm going to go with what?
Okay, then. And contestant number two?
Lauren Storla.
Our buddy Lauren. What's your buzzer going to be, dude? Oh, wait. You're not there yet. Now you are. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's your buzzer going to be, bro?
Meow.
Meow.
I don't know why that caught me so funny, but it did. So Spence will be the judge who shall not be questioned in deciding who buzzed in first. Kayla will be the asker of the questions, and here is question number one.
So after Burger King roasted Kanye on Twitter the other day, what other fast food company jumped in? In-N-Out, Wendy's, or Taco Bell?
Meow.
That is Lauren.
Taco Bell, sorry.
He says Taco Bell. No.
Rosie, was it In-N-Out or Wendy's?
Rosie, the show ends at 10. We should probably get an answer from you.
Get off the Google, Rosie.
Yeah, quick Google. Yeah, you know what? No. Too much time. What was your answer?
Wendy's?
Of course it is.
Do we give it to her or don't we?
I don't know.
Thumbs up or thumbs Wendy's? Down? Silent vote. Silent vote. Thumbs up or thumbs
Sorry,
down?
Sorry, Wendy's? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
no,
we can hear you now.
Oh, after you took an hour and a half to guess.
I'm so sorry. I think it cut out. It's Wendy's.
All right.
Yeah, give it to
all right. We'll give it to you.
Not again, Rosie. All right, not again.
Thank you, Kayla.
We're on super probation.
Boy, I'll tell you what. And if Kayla's bringing the hammer, you know there's problems.
All right, who's going to play Mark Consuelos' mistress on Riverdale? Kelly Ripa, Sofia Vergara, or Jenna Dewan?
Meow.
With confidence.
No, sorry we forced you to
Riverdale.
Sorry we forced you to buzz in.
I'm going to say the second one.
The second one, Sofia Vergara? That would be awesome for Mark Consuelos, but
no. Rosie, is it Kelly Ripa or Jenna Dewan?
Actually, all good choices.
I'm going to say Jenna Dewan.
Jenna Dewan. No, they're going to keep those sex scenes easy, and it's Kelly Ripa.
Because they're married in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here's, boy, this just stinks all over the place, doesn't it? Rosie has a very questionable 1 point. Yeah. A very questionable 1 point. It's the all-important third and final question. So I'll tell you what. Since it's for 2 Jabberwockies tickets, we'll just make this for 2 game-winning points.
Simple.
So which Kardashian sister came home to a sweet gesture from her man, hundreds of roses throughout the house?
Oh, Rosie and Early.
Kylie.
Rosie, I'm sorry, what was your answer?
It's Kylie.
Is it Kylie? Now, see, this will get everybody off the hook. Because then she'll have legitimately won.
Right.
She'll have legitimately won. If Rosie gets this right, she does legitimately win. If she gets it wrong, Lauren will have a 50-50 shot at stealing and winning. Dramatic pause. She legitimately wins! It's legitimate. Yeah. Now we don't have to worry about how much this whole thing stunk. Oh, good. Lauren, you're a good man. Have a good day.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, brother. Rosie Mazzacone, you have tickets to go see Jabberwockies at MGM Grand. And even more, it is awesome. And even more awesome than that, you are today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown. The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 seconds of randoms.
So of all the people that were on the Titanic, of course, when the boat went down, 75% of women on the Titanic did in fact survive.
Oh, wow.
They say women and children first, right?
Yeah,
75% of the women survived. 50% of the children survived and only 20% of the men. But I just thought still. Yeah, but didn't you think those numbers were a lot higher?
Yeah.
I mean, we're sitting here going, because we're all super delicate today. I don't know what's going on. But didn't you think the numbers were higher than that?
20% of men, including that bastard Cal Hockley, a.k.a. Billy Zane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a son of a bitch.
Oh, I agree. And he's the one who should have gone down.
The 50% children makes me sad. That's all.
Sure it is. But again, didn't you think that number was higher?
Yeah.
The sound of most toilet flushes. Who decides? Let's see how this works. The sound of most toilet flushes is in the key of E flat.
Take notes, Ben.
This is why
you have perfect
the
pitch.
Random.
I can just imagine going,
E flat.
Something's wrong with the toilet. It's off key.
Right? Oh, a little sharp all of a sudden. Hey, honey, flush that again. You're sitting there brushing your teeth. She's in there doing her business. Seems off.
I don't think so.
All of the insects in the world combined would weigh 300 times more than all of the people combined.
Gives me a creep.
300 times more.
That's amazing. We need to get their population under control, not ours.
I got a guy that comes every month.
Yeah, I was going to say. I can give you a number.
Yeah.
It's cool. We were at a restaurant yesterday. They had the doors open. This is the cool stuff, how people in other jobs, they know stuff that we don't ever think of. So we're sitting there in a restaurant yesterday. We're eating lunch, and we're not too far from the bar. We're in the restaurant part, but we're not far from the bar at all. In fact, like maybe 10 feet. And there's little gnats flying all over the place. And my wife very nonchalantly just looks over her shoulder at the bar and goes, yeah, they need to pour some hot water and bleach down their drains.
Huh.
And I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah, it'll get rid of these gnats.
No kidding.
How? It kills their eggs. I'm like, all right. And she just keeps eating like it's nothing. I have now just made a discovery. We'll change the course of human life.
Oh, my God.
All you have to do is pour hot water and bleach down the drain.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, I said, I think maybe next time before we show up, we should call them and ask them when they last poured hot water and bleach down the drain. So I don't want to come here. There's going to be these little gnats flying around. All right, Kayla. So you're the latte drinker of the show?
I am the latte drinker.
Nudia, do you drink lattes?
No, I've never had coffee.
Fair enough. Ever in your life?
No.
Wow. Wow. It takes more than 52 gallons of water to make a single latte, Kayla.
Are you serious?
Because you have to factor in the water that it takes to produce the coffee, the milk, the sugar, and the material for the cup, the sleeve, and the lid.
Oh, now I feel like a terrible human being.
You and Starbucks ruining the world.
shut up.
Let that sink in.
No! Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC, the greatest person in the world.
Mr. Spence.
I always believe that diversity is one of this country's biggest strengths, and yesterday was a great example of that. First openly gay candidate ever elected as a governor in Colorado. Two first-time Native American women in Congress. Two first-time Muslim women in Congress. A 29-year-old winner in New York. Tennessee's first female senator. Arizona, whichever way that race goes, will have its first female senator. In Nevada, we have two female senators and a female majority in our legislation. Massachusetts sent its first black woman to Congress. South Dakota, its first governor, female governor. Texas, with the first two Latinas ever. 112 women will be serving in Congress all at once. That's the most ever. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
And so to all the women that ran, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Kayla Joe.
So let me ask you something. When you're leaving a place when you have a toddler, what normally happens if they're having a good time?
Meltdown.
Yeah, they have a complete freak out.
Thank you for acting it out. I appreciate that.
I wasn't sure if I was conveying it. Anyway, so not for this little kid named Jude in Atlanta, Georgia. His dad, Nick, took him to like an outdoor event. There's music and everything. And they said, all right, Jude, time to go. And normally the kid would freak out. He goes, no, not yet. And then proceeded to walk around and give hugs to everybody at the same event to say goodbye to them. He said bye-bye and gave them all hugs. So it was adorable. Video's gone viral. 27 million views so far on Facebook. So to Jude for being such a good little boy, you is...
The greatest person
in the world.
In the world.
But of course, you know, there is somebody who's in the comments who's flaming the parents for exposing him to predators and potential disease and other bad things. Because that's how folks are now. They're like,
yep. Looking for
Nudia,
the
name. What do you got?
I went to our advanced screening of The Grinch last night. And someone yelled at me in the audience, hey, Nudia. It was actually one of our listeners, David. I had met him before. He says hi to everyone here in the morning.
Hi, David.
So sweet. We had like a kind of conversation in the middle of the theater, shouting at each other across the theater.
Sure, that was pleasant for everyone else.
I love that.
And he was so sweet. He like assumed I got like a promotion. I was like, no. Like, just keep listening though, because, you know. And so he's like, oh, you look so happy and the show's so great. And so he made me feel really good.
When will you be dating David?
He showed up with a woman and kids, so I
think. Oh, okay. Just making sure.
So, David, thank you so much. You made my day. You is
the greatest person in the world.
Guys, you know, not unlike our boy Deshaun from earlier, who just saw the moment and took a swing.
You never know.
You never know. Last night, I had an opportunity to go hang out with Wayne Newton for a little bit.
Nice.
Awesome.
And I just bring it up because he really just genuinely super sweetheart of a guy.
I love hearing that.
Doesn't have to be.
No.
He was a few minutes late, but he was meeting with a buddy of ours. Remember Damien from the Orleans Arena back in the day when we do shows?
Yeah.
Young, good-looking Damien who is now the head of entertainment for Caesars Entertainment.
Dang.
So apparently they were meeting and talking and Wayne was overly apologetic. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. But I was talking to your buddy, Damien. Remember Damien? I'm like, Damien? It's like, oh, yeah, the head of entertainment. I'm like, oh, my God, Damien. And he was like, well, if I'd have known, that kind of thing, I'd have invited you up.
Right.
That kind of stuff. Wayner, man. And he still got it. Freaking lined up outside that theater.
Oh, man. I bet.
Lined People love it, up. Man. The Wayniacs. So, you know what? Wayne Newton, I hope this gets back to you because – I got the little, if I was an emoji, I'd be the heart symbols in the eyes. And you just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Wait, but one thing before we do that. Final election bit before we're done with it for another 2 years.
Okay.
Final election bit. Your campaign slogan, your last name.
Okay.
Or your name, okay. Just your name, whatever. Your name and the last text that you sent.
Oh, okay.
Kayla, you ready?
Yeah. Walker, please let him know I think T-Mobile is not doing a great job in Texas right now. But that's my service is great here.
No, that's when you sent. No, the last text you sent.
The last text I sent, yeah.
Mine's good.
Yeah.
Spence, thumbs up.
It works. Chet Buchanan, safe travels. Enjoy your protein plate. Love you. Nudia, you want to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Nudia's campaign slogan.
Hernandez, aw, you're just going for a cleaning?
See, I think that worked all very well. Very well. All right, who's our final exam contestant?
Melissa Tingling from downtown Las Vegas.
Melissa, this is it's very detailed. It's multi-layered. I'm sorry that it's so challenging today.
So difficult.
What, in fact, is your name?
Melissa.
And I believe from what we heard just a moment ago, that is correct. And what is the Maroon 5 song of the day?
Wait.
I believe from what we heard just a minute ago, also
yes!
correct. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Maroon 5 on New Year's Eve, and that's a heck of a way to end the show today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Kale, you see the best. I love you all.
We're working at it. We're taking a swing at it. And again, what better way to end the show? Melissa, you have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then that goes for the rest of you. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Later.
Tomorrow, P1.
Come on.
Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah.
KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.